Of course, venetoclax, we know, like ibrutinib, has activity beyond 17p disease. Of course, it's being looked at by itself as well as in combination, I think, with ibrutinib. Where do you think things are going to land with these two drugs over the next couple of years in terms of sequencing or combinations?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now we have some data on sequencing. There was some data presented at an ASH meeting in 2015 that looked at patients who were either intolerant or relapsed after either ibrutinib or idelalisib and looked at their responses to venetoclax as their next line of therapy, and the majority of patients did respond. For patients like this who were progressing or intolerant to ibrutinib, their response rate was just over 60% for receiving venetoclax. I think ultimately, the question's really going to be in combination therapy. We know that venetoclax combines well with rituximab. There's some data with obinutuzumab. I think it's very appealing going forward to think about combining multi-targeted inhibition with an anti-CD20, the BCL2 inhibitor venetoclax, a BTK inhibitor such as ibrutinib, or a PI3K inhibitor. And we have some initial early data with triple combinations with a kinase inhibitor, an anti-apoptotic agent, venetoclax, and a CD20. And the initial data, though just phase one and ongoing studies, so nothing mature, shows very high rates of minimal residual disease eradication. So my personal prediction is that it'll be a multi-targeted approach moving forward in a triple combination, combining venetoclax with a kinase inhibitor, and that ultimately that will hopefully be fixed duration therapy as opposed to sustained treatment. And I think the better we eradicate the disease, the likelier that goal is.